Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, Mr. Jim, Jaden, and Ava have discovered that the clouds are being controlled by some kind of ice-producing drone of Dr. Stinky Breath. How in the world are they going to stop them in time before the entire world is covered in this lightning-producing cloud?
All right. All right, Purple Ninjas. Is there a way that we could make this go even faster? I don't want the Spyology Squad to stop us this time. They've done that too many times, and I cannot lose again.
Well, boss, we could call your cousin Professor Sticky Fingers to go steal some more drones for us.
Oh, that is right. That's a fantastic idea. Yes, call Professor Sticky Fingers.
Back at Spyology Squad HQ, Mr. Jim, Ava, and Jaden were trying to solve this mystery. All right, guys, said Mr. Jim. There's really only two things at this point that we can do. One, we need to find a way to reduce the amount of hail and ice in these clouds. Two, we have to make sure that Dr. Stinky Breath doesn't get any more drones. Because if he has more drones, then this process will just go even faster, and then we'll even have less time before the lightning takes over the world. Jaden, I need you to figure out a way to collect as much of the hail from the clouds as possible. This is going to reduce the lightning. Ava, I need you to go to the drone manufacturing facility across town and make sure that nothing gets stolen. Roger that, Jaden and Ava shouted. They raced out the door with their jetpacks on to go figure out a way to save the day. Jaden loved to fish. Have you ever gone fishing before? It's a really fun thing to do. You can either do it with a fishing pole, or some throw a big net into the water. And that is what Jaden was about to see if he could find a net big enough to catch all the ice from the clouds. He was flying over to the neighborhood fishing store to see if they had a cast net that was big enough. As Jaden walked in the door, he started searching up and down the aisles for a cast net that would be big enough to be able to catch the ice out of the clouds. This one could be big enough. It was pretty big. It was 100 feet wide. Wow. I don't know how in the world he's going to pull that off, but that sounds like a heavy net. After he purchased the net, he blasted off up to the clouds. This was really dangerous, as the lightning was striking and crashing all around. Jaden had to find the safest path to blast up with his jetpack up to the clouds. His plan was to fly over the clouds and to drop the cast net, which is a big, big circle net, and drop it from above the clouds onto the clouds and see if it could catch the ice and he could pull it out of the clouds. All right, finally, that was crazy, said Jaden. I had to zoom all the way over here just to get above the clouds. As he flew through the clouds, he could tell that the clouds were getting even darker and scarier looking. Yeah, it's always pretty easy to tell a cloud that's a lightning cloud because it's pretty scary looking, right? Yeah, well, these were even extra scary looking. Jaden grabbed his big net and threw it down through the clouds. Oh, this is heavy. As he was pulling it out from the clouds, hoping that it would catch some of the hail, he realized that it actually worked. This is so heavy. Jaden finally pulled it out, and it was completely full of little hail ice particles. I gotta get this out of here. Jaden then flew down to the surface of the earth and dropped his big collection of ice on the ground. Whew. It's crazy that this stuff stays in the clouds. Yeah, this is going to take me all day. But Jaden knew that the world depended on him. While Jaden was fishing for ice in the clouds, Ava was flying to the drone manufacturing facility across town. She had to make sure that nothing else got stolen. They had to protect those drones. All right, I'm glad I brought all my spy gear, because I don't even know what I'm going to need, said Ava. Crash! Boom! Another lightning strike came next to Ava. Holy smokes, this is scary. I gotta stay safe. Ava knew that walking to the drone facility would take longer, but she had to stay safe. So she landed back down on the ground and started running as fast as she could. Over at the drone manufacturing facility, somebody had broken inside.
Oh boy, look at all these drones. Ha! Dr. Stinky Breath will be so happy when I get all these.
Ha! Oh no, that is the voice of Professor Sticky Fingers. He is one of the world's sneakiest and stickiest thieves. Oh no, I hope Ava is able to get there in time to stop him. Ava was just arriving outside the drone manufacturing facility. She grabbed her binoculars and took a look. Oh no, wait, that Professor Sticky Fingers? How did he get here? We haven't seen him in ages. Oh no, what is it? Oh yeah, in training I learned that, what was it? The bubble shooter, yes. The bubble shooter is Professor Sticky Fingers' greatest weakness. It didn't take long before Professor Sticky Fingers had filled his arms with drones. Everything just stuck to his hands and his arms like glue. That's why it was so easy for him to steal stuff. As he ran out the door, he was met by Ava. Freeze, Professor Sticky Fingers!
What? Where did you come from? Aw, man! Well, you can't stop me. Look out!
Professor Sticky Fingers tried to run past, but Ava was faster. She started launching bubbles out of her bubble shooter.
Ah, not bubbles! I'm gonna get all clean and... Oh, no!
He got so slippery that all the drones fell out of his arms. It's working! Ava shouted.
Oh, man! I gotta get out of here and get sticky again. I'll be back! I'll be back! Ha!
Ava picked up her walkie-talkie and called it into HQ. Mr. Jim, are you there? Over.
Shh.
I'm here. Any updates?
Shh.
Yes. I found Professor Sticky Fingers was trying to steal more drones, but I was able to stop him just in time. Jaden, anything going on up there?
Shh.
Yes. I've found a way to get all the hail out of the clouds. It's taking me a lot of work, but I'm making a lot of progress. Over.
Shh.
Mr. Jim checked the weather radar back at HQ, and it was working. The clouds were starting to disappear, and the lightning storm was ending. They saved the day. Back up at Dr. Stinky's secret lab, the Purple Ninjas have just discovered the same thing.
Oh no, guys. Did you see this? It looks like the clouds are starting to disappear and the lightning is ending. Oh, no.
Wait. Don't tell boss. I can't handle it again. I just really hope the boss doesn't find out about this.
Off in the distance, they could hear him crying.
Uh-oh. I think he did.
Purple Ninjas!
Woohoo! Great job, Spyology Squad! We saved the day and we stopped Dr. Stinky Breath again! But, oh no, this Professor Stinky Fingers? I think he is going to be a new kind of trouble for us. We got to keep our eyes and ears out, because there's an adventure around every corner.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science, or if you love stopping bad guys, You need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.